local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
830 COVID-19 cases confirmed in Alabama as of yesterday. We'll talk about the breakdown by county coming up. And hundreds of businesses in Alabama forced closed by an order from Governor Ivey. Details straight ahead. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, right for the Circle K, they've got a two-vehicle accident with injuries at Cottage Hill in Solly. It's going to be tying up traffic, but beyond that, we really look good so far from the 1065 split. No problems, I-10 eastbound from Michigan Avenue in downtown. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they're still open for business and ready to serve you. They can deliver, complete all the paperwork online, even schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Sponsored by Baldwin Tractor and Equipment and Monroe Sausage, Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms in the morning, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams says another warm one, but rain on the way today. 63 at our studios, and we'll check with Kane for traffic coming up in just a little bit. A lot to talk about as we get started on this Monday. Alabama with 830 COVID-19 cases as of yesterday. Alabama Department of Public Health reporting 41 confirmed cases in Mobile County, 15 in Baldwin County, 4 in Washington County, 1 in Escambia County, and 1 in Monroe County. ADPH confirming 4 deaths in the state. There's one each, they said, in Lauderdale, Jackson, Chambers, and Madison County. But let me add to that, Mobile County as well. We have 2 fatalities there.
Yeah.
That have not, I guess they've... Now, you said earlier that ADPH is wanting to make sure that the cause of death is COVID-19.
Yeah, because we've been getting some reports from around the state of deaths due to COVID-19, according to the reporters. And we haven't seen those show up in the Alabama Department of Public Health stats. And when they were asked about that, they said, we want to investigate each death individually to ensure that that the death came from complications from COVID-19 and not another factor. So that's why we're seeing a little bit of a delay in the reporting of those numbers. And I also heard over the weekend that with the amount of testing that's going on in the United States and with some of the symptoms that people don't show that actually have coronavirus, that it's a pretty good bet you can take the number of people that have tested positive and multiply that by 5 to 10, and that's your more realistic number. So if you look at the number of cases that we have confirmed here in Mobile County, 41 to this point, it's probably more likely between 200 and 400 at this point. And that's just that's an estimate, but that's what I've seen a lot of scientists saying, that there's no way right now to have a number on every single person that has coronavirus. And also, we're looking in the past when we get these numbers, because it takes some time to get these test results back. It was taking about a week. I think some tests have narrowed it down to 4 or 5 days, and we're looking at more tests that hopefully give you results within the hour after you take them. But the numbers we're looking at right now are probably more between 4 and 7 days ago that we had those numbers.
Yeah, the president talked about those tests yesterday during his presser from the Rose Garden, the tests that could turn around results like right then.
Yeah, some are saying 5 minutes, some say 15, some say 45
huge.
Minutes. That would be huge, because the quicker you know whether you're positive or negative, then you'll know, all right, I really need to get into self-isolation right now and stay away from everyone, rather than, you know, not knowing your result. And I'm sure if you don't know your result for a week, it makes you even more nervous just not knowing. So yeah. hopefully they can get those tests turned around.
Have you run this in your brain? Have you thought about where, if you were had positive for COVID-19, where you would go?
I would
I mean, can you quarantine in one room of your house, you know, with the rest of the family? At least I've wondered that in my house. You know, would you have somewhere to go? Would you go get a, you know, if a hotel is open, do you go get a hotel room? What do you do?
Yeah, I've thought about that, too. Obviously, I would want to be able to keep broadcasting, which means I'd need a pretty good internet connection, so I'd want to stay at my house. But I have a 13-month-old daughter.
Correct.
I don't want to get her sick, but then again, if I've tested positive for coronavirus, then I've been around her
all
the time, and more than likely, she and my wife would also have it. So, yeah, I've thought about that, and it's not fun to think about.
No, it's not at all. As we talk about the cases here, too, those fatalities, first death from the virus that's confirmed in Southwest Alabama, reported on Friday. Victim was 66-year-old Wayman Henry of Mobile County, well-known musician who recently traveled out of state and had underlying health conditions. Also, over the weekend, Tim Gaston passed away at Thomas Hospital in Fairhope after testing positive for COVID-19. All right, President Trump yesterday, well, he extended the social distancing from 15 days to the month of April.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
Okay. He also talked about hoarding yesterday and people hoarding supplies out there.
Many of the states are stocked up. Some of them don't admit it, but they have. We have sent just so much, so many things to them, and including ventilators. You know, there's a question as to hoarding of ventilators. Some hospitals and independent hospitals and some hospital chains, as we call them, they are holding ventilators. They don't want to let them up. We need them for certain areas.
All right. We'll talk more about that coming up and what your experiences are right now, how you're dealing with it back here at home. Remember, we had asked you before in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, how quarantined were you, right? And at that point, we had probably the majority of folks said they were still going to work but taking some precautions. That was 39% of the vote. We had like five different choices. So this morning, moved it on to the next level, how this closure of non-essential businesses affects you. Governor Ivey talking about that on Friday. So we asked you in this morning's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, how has your business been affected by the state's coronavirus shutdown? No effect, minor effect, major effect, or you've had to close? You can vote online on the front page of fmtalk1065.com. Now with more on the national story, here's Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
Virus expert Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN's State of the Union with a staggering estimate.
You know, I would say between 100 and 200,000 deaths. We're going to have millions of cases, but I just don't think that we really need to make a projection when it's such a moving target.
So by the time the president led off the coronavirus task force's Sunday briefing in the Rose Garden, put aside was the idea of the economy moving again by Easter, instead a call for more social distancing.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
Experts believe the toll from coronavirus may still be a couple weeks away from peaking in the U.S. Having listened to the experts about the need to extend federal social distancing recommendations, President Trump turned toward medical advancements fighting coronavirus in the latest task force news conference.
The FDA authorized a new test developed by Abbott Labs that delivers lightning-fast results in as little as 5 minutes. That's a whole new ballgame.
The president pointed out the test is also easier to take, which paved the way for a quick approval. And as Dr. Fauci noted, the simpler tests will make it easier to learn where the virus might hit hardest next.
We shouldn't take any solace when we see low levels in different states, different cities, different areas, because they're very vulnerable to an explosion.
Though Mr. Trump made the major announcement regarding the extension of social distancing guidelines, Tuesday marks the end of the administration's 15 days to slow the spread campaign. That day, there are expected to be new updates on other matters, including possible new travel recommendations. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Welcome to Bob!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A show of support for healthcare workers in Mobile, the parking lots of Providence Hospital, Mobile Infirmary, University Hospital, and Children's and Women's Hospital were full of cars Sunday night, all with their lights blinking. Participants were encouraged to stay inside their cars and pray. Public and private beaches in Alabama are closed, but a loophole in the governor's order is giving boaters a place to congregate. Governor Kay Ivey ordered all public and private beaches in Alabama to close March 20th to slow the spread of COVID-19. But the beach ban does not apply to Bird Island or Robinson Island in Orange Beach because those islands do not touch the Gulf of Mexico. The state Marine Police patrolled the area over the weekend. Boat ramps on the causeway are also still open. Beginning today, Bebo's gas station is bringing back full-service gas attendants. The attendants will serve customers at all of the company's locations in Mobile. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
718 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. For the second weekend in a row, NASCAR provided fans with some virtual entertainment. Real races have been postponed until at least May 3rd, so turning to esports, 35 NASCAR drivers faced off in an iRacing event at an exact replica of Texas Motor Speedway, where the series was supposed to be racing on Sunday.
Fox Sports welcomes you to Texas Motor Speedway, in a virtual sense, for the NASCAR Pro Invitational Series on iRacing.
And it was iRacing specialist Timmy Hill who took the virtual checker flag yesterday.
Into turn four for the final time. Priest inches away, looks to the inside. Contact, Timmy Hill. Gets his 674th career iRacing win.
Another really close finish right at the line, just like last week.
The 27-year-old drives the number 66 Toyota Camry in the Cup Series. Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead sang the national anthem from a remote location. And Hall of Fame Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman served as the grand marshal for the Texas race and stole from the playbook of another famous Texan, Matthew McConaughey.
Here we go. All right, all right.
Ryan Preece finished second, followed by Landon Castle, Garrett Smithley, and Alex Bowman. A week after finishing second, Dale Earnhardt Jr. came in seventh.
To be honest with you, the iRacing software that we use is the best, most realistic that you'll find. And they don't pay me a cent. I've been using that software, though, for 20 years.
This coming weekend, the series will do it all again at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, where drivers were set to compete in the Food City 500. Louisiana native Bobby Hebert Sr. passed away on Saturday at the age of 81 after testing positive for coronavirus. Hebert Sr. is the father of former Saints and Atlanta Falcons quarterback Bobby Hebert Jr. and the grandfather of former LSU center T-Bob Hebert. Hebert Jr. is an analyst on WWL Radio in New Orleans. He spoke with the radio station on Saturday before his father passed away.
Yeah, it's kind of, you get numb. And then, sometimes you don't want to accept reality and what you're dealing with. But all of us are dealing with adversity.
Hebert Jr. called his dad a fighter after he beat colon cancer and survived several strokes and a birth defect in his heart that required open-heart surgery. Others in the sports world have also had close calls with COVID-19. ESPN NBA analyst Doris Burke told ESPN Friday that she has tested positive for coronavirus. Burke said that while she is now asymptomatic, she was so fatigued that she, quote, could not be out of bed for more than 5 minutes from March 14th to 17th. New York Knicks and Rangers owner James Dolan has tested positive for coronavirus. The official Knicks Twitter account made the announcement in a statement on Saturday night. The Knicks said that the 64-year-old is experiencing little to no symptoms and is in self-isolation. Meanwhile, former Knicks guard Stephon Marbury told the New York Post that he's trying to arrange a deal with China that would deliver 10 million N95 masks to New York City, but he's run into issues coordinating the deal between a Chinese company and New York. Marbury told the Post that he arranged for a supplier in China to sell the masks for $2.75 each, which is nearly two-thirds less than their standard price tag. Marbury's currently in Beijing, where he coaches the Chinese Basketball Association's Royal Fighters. In NFL free agency, the Washington Redskins signed veteran cornerback Ronald Darby to a one-year deal worth $4 million. The Detroit Lions signed former Green Bay wide receiver Geronimo Allison to a one-year deal. And Kansas City re-signed wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson to a one-year deal. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Thank you, Dalton. We're talking about the roadblocks at the Florida line that were up over the weekend. I got the first note on Saturday. A buddy of mine said, hey, I'm getting stopped here. I see Chris on the text line says he did not get stopped. He said came in to Pensacola from Fairhope on 90, no roadblock. Then I look over on the Twitter feed, and Travis says Florida still doing checkpoint at Alabama-Florida line. That must be on I-10. Mm-hmm. So 90 doesn't have it. 10 does. This part of the state of Florida trying to, I'm just saying it until somebody can correct me, keep people from Louisiana out. They're asking questions about if they have conditions and if they're feeling sick, because Louisiana having per capita the biggest increase in cases, I think, last week of anywhere, even per capita more than New York.
Yeah, and Florida has a lot also.
Yes.
I wonder if they're turning these people around or if they're just asking them to quarantine for 14 days.
Not exactly sure. And quarantine, the definition of quarantine, we've already passed that with the announcement made yesterday. Get into that in just a little bit. 7:23, time to check tax tips, brought to you by Byers, Byers and Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers and Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you own a business and invest in new equipment, the tax law offers a temporary bonus. You can write off those expenditures right away instead of doing it bit by bit over several years. This tax break applies to everything from computers to fleets of vehicles to manufacturing equipment. Keep in mind, you don't only have to buy new stuff. Old equipment is also eligible for the break and may be cheaper. Make those purchases soon, because after 2022, the amount that can be immediately deducted begins to phase down. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD. There's a typo, a fixed rate guaranteed and no penalties if you withdraw your balance early?
That's right, no penalties.
Really?
Take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. And you keep the interest you earned. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020, Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms in the morning, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good
Good morning for the Hooters. Traffic center still working an accident right in front of Circle K at Cottage Hill and Solly with injuries, but they're moving it out of the roadway. Still no delays as you're traveling in from the Eastern Shore. The Bayway, the Causeway looks great from the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnel. Light traffic also coming southbound from the Saraland area. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corners offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well, including lunch today. Seven wings and french fries, only $9.99. In Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill's on the way in just a little bit. Yeah, a story over the weekend in The Atlantic. They interviewed several epidemiologists who gave four possible timelines for how long this quarantining social distancing could last. Number one, 1 to 2 months. The experts think this is highly unlikely, but if somehow coronavirus turns out to not be as serious as it seems to be, we could start getting back to normal in a few months. All right, so the president continuing this social distancing through the end of April. Second on their list, 3 to 4 months. This scenario could happen if we learn lots of people have gotten the virus, worked through it with minor symptoms, and developed immunity. We can isolate clusters, at-risk people, and get others back to normal. Scenario will require the U.S. getting up to speed on testing and possibly scientists quickly developing a treatment that can help ease symptoms and maybe even prevent deaths from the virus. A third scenario, 4 to 12 months. Oof. Scenario is entirely dependent on whether the warm weather in the summer will slow down the coronavirus like it slows down the flu. If so, big crowds are probably still out of the question, but smaller groups may be okay. We probably need another round of social distancing in the fall, depending on how widespread testing and vaccines are coming along. And number four, 12 to 18 months or longer. This is like the doomsday scenario. It would be, quote, world record lightning speed if the vaccine is ready before next spring. And once it's ready, it needs to be produced and administered to 350 million people. If there's no vaccine, then life couldn't really go back to normal until we hit a population level immunity. So there's some of the scenarios they laid out in that story. Also, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, how has your business been affected by the state's coronavirus shutdowns? Now, looking through our text line, see some people saying that there's really no effect. Some people are saying, like this texter, I work for a custom home builder on the Gulf Coast. Residential construction has been deemed essential infrastructure business, so we're working. Okay, but listen to this. Here's the nuance. However, a lot of our suppliers and warehouses are closed, so that is slowing down the building process. Shows you how interconnected we all are. You might be working, but can you keep working with the way it is? Still working in the auto parts industry, but reduced hours and reduced contact with people. Dr. Bill's on the way, and we'll check News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A show of support for healthcare workers in Mobile, the parking lots of Providence Hospital, Mobile Infirmary, University Hospital, and Children's and Women's Hospital were full of cars Sunday night, all with their lights blinking. Participants were encouraged to stay inside their cars and pray. Public and private beaches in Alabama are closed, but a loophole in the governor's order is giving boaters a place to congregate. Governor Kay Ivey ordered all public and private beaches in Alabama to close March 20th to slow the spread of COVID-19. But the beach ban does not apply to Bird Island or Robinson Island in Orange Beach because those islands do not touch the Gulf of Mexico. The state Marine Police patrolled the area over the weekend. Boat ramps on the causeway are also still open. Beginning today, Bebo's gas station is bringing back full-service gas attendants. The attendants will serve customers at all of the company's locations in Mobile. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Special report, coronavirus update. President Trump says he's extending guidelines until April 30th on things like social distancing and self-quarantine for a nation gripped in the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says the new timeline, weeks after Easter, the original date set by the president, looks to flatten the curve of the spread of the virus.
I thought it was prudent and I think the right decision to extend them another 30 days, because what you really want to do is you want to start seeing some flattening out and turning around of the curve and it coming down.
Dr. Fauci, a Navy hospital ship is set to arrive in New York Harbor to help relieve the coronavirus crisis inundating New York City's hospitals. The USNS Comfort has 1,000 beds and 12 operating rooms that could be up and running within 24 hours. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. People who are eligible to receive one-time payments from the federal government as part of a massive economic relief package will see that money deposited into their bank accounts within 3 weeks, according to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
My number one objective is now delivering to the American workers and American companies the needed money that will put this economy in a position where they can get through the next 8 to 10 weeks.
People who make up to $75,000 will receive $1,200 checks plus $500 per dependent child. The pandemic is forcing the fastest reallocation of labor since World War II, with companies and governments mobilizing an army of idled workers into new activities that are urgently needed. Former hotel, restaurant, and airline staff are moving to grocers, online retailers, and hospitals as parts of the economy are shuttered and essential goods and services are strained. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Record-setting weekend on temperatures, huh?
Yeah, 84 on Saturday, which tied a record. But yesterday, we broke the record. The old record was 85. That was set in 1879, and yesterday we got 87 degrees. So we've had a few tied records, and then yesterday officially broke one of them. We're going to be in the 80s again today. We do have a cold front, another weak front that's just stationary now right along the Gulf Coast, and it's actually comfortable this morning, down into the low 60s and low humidity. That front's going to move back to the north as a warm front today, and we'll be around 82, 83 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, though, a storm system will be moving out of Texas, and we can look for clouds to move in with showers developing, especially after midnight, along with a few thunderstorms. Tonight will be in the upper 60s, and then tomorrow, through the morning hours, showers and a few thunderstorms, and then things will improve in the afternoon. We're still going to get up around 80 to 82 degrees, but then tomorrow night we'll cool down the low 50s, and then on Wednesday, and look at this, sunny skies and 72 for Wednesday afternoon.
Wow. It's a little more like spring when it does that. Okay, Dr. Bill, this rain that starts tonight, just rain, severe weather, what do you see here?
There's a slight chance that we could see a severe thunderstorm develop, but most of it's going to be in the form of shower activity. You know, we've had less than an inch of rain for the month of March, 0.85, and now we're running out of days here in March, tomorrow being the last day, and it looks like we probably get over 1 inch with the rain coming in. We may pick up a full inch of rain out of all of this, but still going to be way below the normal, which is over 6 inches of rain for March. And it looks like, I mentioned Wednesday was sunny and 72. We'll be in the mid-70s and on Thursday, and then the showers come back in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks if they've yet to pick up their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, there are some locations still open to pick those up.
Yeah, you can still find them at Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile on the Eastern Shore. And here in Mobile, also at West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And we're over in the Eastern Shore, Fairhope, Old Time Garden Supply, and the Autocraft Collision Center. And we also have copies over in Robertsdale at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company, and they're right there on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, appreciate the update. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, there we go. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. And hearing from you on the text line and our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, another great local business, which, by the way, they are open. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But I talked to Trey last week. He said, man, we're wide open. We can do credit card payment. We can do social distancing. We're doing all the sanitizing of the vehicles and all that stuff, but you don't actually even have to interact. Trey will stand back at distance, you know, and quote you a price on the job. But in the online opinion poll question we asked this morning, how has your business been affected by the state's coronavirus shutdowns? Now, of course, it was Friday that Governor Ivey and State Health Director Scott Harris laid out the not what they considered non-essential businesses. And they didn't name everything. I think there's so much gray here. Mm-hmm. People are asking me questions what it means. I don't know, y'all. I mean, they laid it out Friday. You need to ask the governor's office. But they got specific with some businesses. Other ones, they didn't. But we said, how's this affected you? Right now, 25% of respondents say it's been a minor effect on their business. 75% say a major effect. And the stories we're getting on the text line, Ben says, my family owns two businesses. One had to be shut down due to the governor's order. The other is going strong for now. Paul says, the thing that'll change quickly for contractors is demand. 3 months from now, there could be nothing out there. Paul says, I own an oyster shop. When restaurants shut down, that dropped our business to probably 20% of what we would normally do this time of year. That's Paul. Hey, Paul, let's get with me later. I'll order some oysters from you.
Definitely.
We'll do it that way. Let's see. This one says, okay, AM&S up there on 43 has a double whammy. COVID is shutting down automotive, and the oil war is causing a lot of the USA oil companies to shut down wells. That affects pipeline business that we're a major supplier for. Only customer for pipe I've seen in 2 weeks is Berg and the old BP site on Paper Mill Road. Jindal Pipe and Tube in Louisiana and American Cast out of Birmingham have stopped. Haven't seen any stop either. So that's what I'm saying. There's this, a lot of businesses will say, I don't fall under the non-essential. But then if your suppliers or customers do, then it affects you as well. That could be a minor or a major effect, even without being completely shut down as the governor's order went out. Although I didn't see, over the weekend, I thought I would see more places shut down, but there's more places that, I guess if you look at the governor's orders from Friday, you can, unless you specifically were named like, I hate it for barbershops and salons, gyms, people who do athletic stuff, those, which, by the way, we're going to talk to Garrett Williamson. He's always thinking and improvising. He's got some cool things coming out this week with Personal Edge Fitness. He's going to come on the midday show to talk about. But there's some business specifically named by the governor's thing, but then there's other ones that are
in a gray area.
There's nuance to it.
Yeah, and I also wonder, how are they enforcing this or planning to enforce it, or is it kind of a, you know, a scout's honor thing where they're just depending on people to look at the list of businesses that shouldn't be open, and if yours qualifies for one of those not open, or are they sending law enforcement around to look?
Well,
I don't know.
The governor, when asked during the presser, you know, what would be the penalty, I think it's $500 fine and misdemeanor or something like that. You're going to do that to businesses that are trying to keep the money coming?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Mnuchin, again, talking about the checks, and he said, well, you know, it's not really checks. For most people, it'll be a direct deposit into their account, but it's still looking at probably 3 weeks here to get that money in. So Mnuchin talking about the stimulus dollars here. Here, let's go. Here's a cut from him from yesterday.
We're very sympathetic to the people who don't have jobs, and that's why the president was very clear that he wanted me to work with Congress on a bipartisan basis quickly to support those people.
Now, that's the individual checks. The other big story is the small business loans, and we'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Pharmacy running drive-through only, still selling prescriptions, but nothing really out front. And I would guess that if you run a pharmacy, you probably make more of your money in all the other stuff other than the pharmacy items. I'm just guessing. I think that's probably, it'd be like one of those things where gas stations, which are making some real money right now because gas prices are falling faster, oil prices are falling faster than the price at the pump is. And maybe this will be good news for those gas stations as we go through this slump. It may be a little cushion on this as we go further. I know the gas prices are falling. We're all seeing that out there. But what does that mean? The margin between when the oil prices drop and the price of the pump drops, maybe these folks can make a little bit of money here in the meantime because it's probably going to get real tough before it gets better. All right, 742 FM Talk 106.5 traffic, and let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, that accident at Cottage Hill and Solly now been moved out of the roadway. We've got a pretty good start from Airport Dolphin and Spring Hill and 65. Again, the big delays eastbound I-10 at the state line by the weight station. We've got about a 2.5 mile delay now as you try to get into the state of Florida as they're checking plates for Louisiana and New York drivers. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. If you suffer from anxiety or depression, Lotus CBD products could help. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Dr. Jeremiah Newell, leader of Excel Day and Evening Academy, the first public charter school in Alabama. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Dr. Jeremiah Newell returned to Mobile after his time as a Harvard Fellow at the Rhode Island Department of Education to help transform the education system in his hometown. He had many job offers in many places, but his commitment to South Alabama was always his priority. Today, he runs Excel Day and Evening Academy, which will expand to grades 6 through 12 at the beginning of this upcoming 2020-2021 school year. It's a school for a student who's not cut out for the traditional school model, and the teachers are a very special type of person, too. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
.745 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Yeah, and like Lisa says on the text line, first of all, she drove to Montgomery Saturday. She said it was eerily empty, north and southbound. However, the truckers were flying without delay. I guess that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic has definitely been lighter than I've seen as of late. It says, hey, because I work for a national corporation with global ties, we actually have a statement that we're required to carry with us at all times to show if we were asked by law enforcement. This is more for employees in New York and D.C., but every employee that works for this corporation will have to prove that we are essential. Yeah, Lisa, we got those things for the broadcast business. We, like public safety and public works, will be some of the last to even though most people in broadcast, although with deference to TV stations, I think they're doing it for the right reasons, and they're also doing a little bit for show. We keep our social distance here at the station, and some people remote in, but there's always going to be somebody coming into the studio to make sure things keep moving on the right way. And gas prices, we talked about that and the drop in gas prices out there. Here's Trilby Lundberg with more.
Maybe as soon as mid-April, because all of the elements in place are set to continue and maybe even worsen, and this is gasoline demand crashing because of quarantining for the pandemic that is causing this price crash.
Yeah, she mentions in her report gas prices continue to tumble and prices could drop by another 50 cents in the coming weeks.
Wow.
There's some places in the country, a scattering of gas stations, where they've gotten prices below $1 a gallon.
Yeah, I've noticed a pretty wide disparity just around here mm-hmm. in gas prices. And
but maybe that's how these folks are going to make up some margin, because gas stations, if they do have to close the inside and you have less people coming out to get gas because they're not driving as much, they're not making as much money on Slim Jims and Diet Cokes mm-hmm. and, you know, whatever, that as gas... they're still dropping their gas prices, but they're not dropping them as quickly as oil prices drop. Maybe that margin in there is going to help them, you know, get through the next whatever period of time we're in this.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking. Some of these more local gas stations, they're losing some business on this.
That's for sure. 7:47, we'll check in with Dalton for sports coming up, and news is next.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 This Morning. A show of support for healthcare workers in Mobile, the parking lots of Providence Hospital, Mobile Infirmary, University Hospital, and Children's and Women's Hospital were full of cars Sunday night, all with their lights blinking. Participants were encouraged to stay inside their cars and pray. Public and private beaches in Alabama are closed, but a loophole in the governor's order is giving boaters a place to congregate. Governor Kay Ivey ordered all public and private beaches in Alabama to close March 20th to slow the spread of COVID-19. But the beach ban does not apply to Bird Island or Robinson Island in Orange Beach, because those islands do not touch the Gulf of Mexico. The state Marine Police patrolled the area over the weekend. Boat ramps on the causeway are also still open. Beginning today, Bebo's gas station is bringing back full-service gas attendants. The attendants will serve customers at all of the company's locations in Mobile. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 0.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, It's all about you.
Seven 51 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. For the second weekend in a row, NASCAR provided fans with some virtual entertainment on Sunday. Real races have been postponed until at least May 3rd. So turning to esports, 35 NASCAR drivers faced off in an iRacing event at an exact replica of Texas Motor Speedway, where the series was supposed to be racing on Sunday. And it was iRacing specialist Timmy Hill who took the virtual checker flag yesterday.
Into turn four for the final time. Priest inches away, looks to the inside. Contact, Timmy Hill. It's his 674th career iRacing win.
Another really close finish right at the line, just like last week.
The 27-year-old drives the number 66 Toyota Camry in the Cup Series. Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead sang the national anthem from a remote location, and Hall of Fame Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman served as the grand marshal for the Texas race.
Here we go. All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engines!
Fired up.
This coming weekend, the series will do it all again at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, where drivers were set to compete in the Food City 500. Louisiana native Bobby Hebert Sr. passed away on Saturday at the age of 81 after he tested positive for the coronavirus. Hebert Sr. was the father of former Saints and Atlanta Falcons quarterback Bobby Hebert Jr. and the grandfather of former LSU center T-Bob Hebert. Hebert Jr. is an analyst on WWL Radio in New Orleans. He spoke with the radio station on Saturday before his father passed away.
Yeah, it's kind of, you get numb. And then, sometimes you don't want to accept reality and what you're dealing with. But all of us are dealing with adversity.
Hebert Jr. called his dad a fighter after he beat colon cancer and survived several strokes and a birth defect in his heart that required open heart surgery. 7:53 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. And coming up, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Right now, let's check in with Caden for traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have cleared the few accidents we've got. Pretty quiet ride along 98 from Fairhope and Daphne along the causeway from Spanish Ford and into downtown. So far, north and southbound lanes of 65 been great. All the way out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road looking good. Family-owned and operated Bama Flooring in Somerdale. Remove and install all types of flooring from hardwood, laminate, vinyl, tile, and carpet. Call 989-9991 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me. And we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Phone number, text line, 343-0106. We'll talk more about the state and the shutdown order given by Governor Ivey on Friday. We'll talk more about that coming up this next hour. I'm going to check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. And happening this week, Larry, inventory, right?
Absolutely. Inventory, great financing. We have some other things too. You know, all our vehicles have a Carfax on the dash of everything we sell. We have a warranty on 99% of what we sell. And we're totally locally owned and operated. So
we're patting ourselves on the back.
Hey, I'll pat you on the back as well. You know, I resemble that remark. Let's talk about you mentioned the Carfax, but this is something you've told me over the years that, like, if somebody just finds a vehicle to buy, they may have it checked out once, but if they come to you, they have the option, after y'all do the check, to get their own check, a double check.
Absolutely. We do it daily. We're on their welcome to take it to their mechanic, get it totally certified by their own mechanic, and if there's a couple minor things, we'll take care of it for them.
All right. Give people directions to come check y'all out and that inventory.
Come see us at the corner of Highway 9 and Plantation Road, online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, man.
Larry Kirby, check it in from LCM. All right. From the text line here, and by the way, we're seeing that backup you're hearing at the Florida-Alabama state line. I guess it would just be eastbound traffic is what I'm guessing until, I mean, I'm not there. I'm seeing some pictures. I know my buddy sent me a text on Saturday, I think, because he was heading over there and they got stopped. Although I'm seeing that on our text line, too, if you're taking, as long as you're not on I-10, they're not roadblocking. Mm-hmm. But the idea, I guess, that Florida is trying, this is the way I understand it, that Florida is trying to check people from Louisiana out before they come into the state. Louisiana has, per capita, at least last week, the biggest increase in number of cases.
Yeah, per capita. But, I mean, Florida is pretty high on the list of confirmed cases themselves. So, I wonder
how many... Is it like the pot calling the kettle black? Is that what we're saying here?
I don't know. And you got so many people from the Northeast that come down to Florida and probably were able to make it into Florida before all these major shutdowns. But is this something that is going to be more common? Are we going to see more states checking people at state lines?
Well, you see, internationally, this idea that President Trump got excoriated for about limiting travel from other countries, and when he said Europe, oh no. Now European countries individually are limiting travel from other European countries. Would it ever get to a point if we have a very different levels of COVID-19 in this state versus that state that states would, as a law, keep people out from other states? Talk about that when we get back. It's coming up next.